This week's Torah reading is called Shemois, which means names, and it starts actually with the names of the children of Israel going down from the land of Canaan into the land of Egypt, starting the exile, and explains how everything moves on into going out of exile. Now, there's one story in this week's reading about Moshe Rabbeinu, and this story sheds some light into what's the difference between faith and trust. It's not actually the same thing. And furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid in this particular case, as I'm going to explain. And we have to actually analyze, is it good to be afraid or not? Because maybe it's not, God is not going to do something good for you. Is it good to be afraid? Now, we do find other cases where Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he was afraid later in the Torah to fight against Sihon and Og, those kings outside of the land of Israel. And Yaakov Avinu was afraid to actually meet his brother Esav, he wanted to kill him, and so on. So we do find people and cases that were afraid. Is it good to be afraid or not? Furthermore, to Yaakov, God promised everything is going to be fine with you, don't worry. And he was still afraid. So what's going on over here? Do you trust God? So why are you afraid? Do you believe in God? So, in order to understand all of this, so let's go to the story. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out of the palace where he lived, palace of the Pharaoh, of the king of Egypt, and he wants to see what's going on with his brothers, and he sees one Egyptian hitting a Jew. So he looks over here, over there, nobody looking, so he kills the Egyptian, he hides it in the sand, and the next day he comes out again to see what's going on with the Jews, and he sees one guy trying to hit another guy. And he says, why are you going to hit him? And the guy's answer is, are you going to kill me like you killed yesterday, you know, the Egyptian? So Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what the Torah says. He was afraid because this was known, and he decided to run out to Midian. But before he ran out, actually, the verse says he was afraid. Now the Pharaoh heard that Moshe Rabbeinu killed an Egyptian, and Moshe Rabbeinu runs away. This is the story. Now again, the question is it okay to be afraid or not? When God promises, the case of Yaakov, or do you trust God? Why are you afraid? In order to understand this story and the idea behind trust of God and faith for God, we have to understand what trust means. There's a famous book, Duties of the Heart, Chovos HaLevavos. Over there he says that trusting God, bitachon in Hebrew, trusting God means that you're really tranquility, complete, menuchas nefesh abayteach, that's in Hebrew. You're really fine. Nothing is wrong. Because God is going to do everything that's good for me, the way I understand it's good for me. That's bitachon, that's trust. Where does this trust actually come from? How can you be so fine, so okay, when, you know, life has its challenges, problems, and so on, and you still, don't worry, be happy, everything is okay, I'm in the hands of God. How can you do that? One possible explanation is, you have faith. What does it mean, faith? Faith means God is the essence of good, and he always does good. And even when I don't feel so good, because it doesn't look so good what's going on to me, but you know what? This is probably because of my sins. Or, this is actually good for me. I don't see it, but it's good for me. But you know what? That's not really the definition of trusting God. Because trusting God is to have a certainty, complete certainty, that God is going to do for me what's good the way I understand it. Not the way he understands it, not because of my sins. According to the previous explanation, we can say easily, God promised Yaakov that everything is going to be fine, and still he was afraid. Why? Because my sins, maybe I have sins, I don't know. So you can trust God and still be worried, still be afraid. But again, let's dig deeper into what actually trusting God means. Again, if God is going to do what's good for me, the way I understand it, even if I don't deserve it, that's real trust. If I deserve it, of course God is going to do good with me. What happens if I don't deserve it? God is going to do me good anyway. How are you so sure? How can you be so sure? It's not enough with faith. Again, God is good, but I'm not feeling good today. What's the trusting thing over here? And the answer is like this. Trust is not something we sit back, you know, in a chair. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm happy, don't worry, God is going to do good. And you don't do anything. No. Trust is an avoider. Avoider means a work. You have to work to trust God. What does that mean? There's a story by the third Rebbe of Chabad, Tzemach Tzedek, his name, that's a book, Tzemach Tzedek. His name was Menachem Mendel. And someone visited him and told him he has so many problems, you know, in a private audience, so many difficulties and so on. And the Rebbe answered him in Yiddish, Tracht gut, wird sein gut. Think positive, it's going to be good. It's going to be positive. So we hear this phrase and we say, yeah, you know, positive attitude, you know, but I'm suffering. I'm still suffering. I have a positive attitude towards life, but I'm still suffering. No, that's not the idea what the Tzemach Tzedek said, what the third Rebbe Chabad said. The idea is, it is a work within yourself to put your burden into God. Like the Psalm says, the end of 55, put your burdens to God. He's going to carry and he's going to sustain you. Don't worry. Really, work on yourself in order to have this attitude that so strong is your trust on God that you have a positive attitude, and that attitude causes God to help you in a way you understand it's good. Not the way he understands good things, the way you understand it. In other words, let's go back to the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that maybe Pharaoh heard that he killed an Egyptian. The verse immediately says, Pharaoh heard that Moshe killed an Egyptian and he wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu went away, and so on, to Midian. The fact that Moshe was afraid, that caused Pharaoh to hear. If Moshe wouldn't have been afraid, Pharaoh would never hear that he killed an Egyptian. Everything would have been fine. But it was the fear of Moshe what caused his problems. The other way around, if your attitude is a positive one, you're quote-unquote forcing, so to speak, God to be good with you. Because God says, hey, wait a second, this guy is only relying on me? He's leaning, throwing all these problems on me? I have to help him. So we see that tracht good, think positive, it's a work, it's an avoida, and trust in God, bitachon again in Hebrew, it's really a work that each one of us can actually do. Interestingly, Rashi, the main commentary of the Torah, he doesn't bring this idea in Chumash, in his commentary to this story. Why? Because Rashi has a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid. Why is he afraid? Can we do say that Moshe was afraid and he didn't trust God? No, says Rashi, no way. Don't say Moshe didn't trust God. So rather, he brings the explanation of our sages. Moshe was afraid that the Jewish people had evil components, so to speak, bad people around, and they were not ready to be redeemed and so on. So Moshe was afraid of that. Moshe wasn't afraid that Pharaoh is going to kill him. So Rashi doesn't want to say there was a lack of trust over here from Moshe toward Hashem, toward God. Rather, he was afraid that the Jewish people were not ready to be redeemed. But when you go to the simple explanation of the verses, we do find that Moshe was afraid, and it wasn't because of sins. It wasn't because he had faith in God that even the bad things are actually good. No, 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 no. In this particular case, in the very simple and superficial reading of the text, Moshe was afraid because he had a lack of trust in God. And therefore, that lack of trust caused the problems. Pharaoh heard and he had to run away and so on. So this is an eternal lesson for each one of us. What really trust means, to have complete tranquility that God is going to do very good things for you, even if you don't deserve it. But you have to know, it's a work that you have to do in yourself to really rely 100% in God.